909.
It's a major year for us. First of all, between first Beit HaMikdash and second Beit HaMikdash, the Navi said 70 years. The Navi predicted Yirmiyahu. The Navi in its prophecy, he told them, Israel, you go to exile to Iraq, go build yourself a house, don't kid yourself, you're not coming back. It's going to take you 70 years to come back. Of course, the Gemara says some calculation why 70 years, but the number 70 by itself is a major number. In the Torah, for example, the Torah tells us we came down to Egypt, Yaakov, we were 70 people. Because number 70 really is a number that includes inside 70 millions. That's what the Torah is busy to tell us. Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim with 70 people. Who cares how many are there? And who cares how many are going to come out? So the Ari said, Chachamim said that 70 includes the 600,000. It's not multiplication. And the 600,000 includes the millions of the Jews. The Ari says the only 600,000 really original Neshamot that came from originally 70, that came originally from Yaakov, that came originally from Abraham, came originally only from Noah. But 70, this is the first number that really spread in the Shemot. And that's really the secret behind it. The 70 years after the Mikdash was destroyed, the second one, construction started. this Yom HaTzmaut has a tremendous power. This Chag HaTzmaut is because actually this month of Iyar, Israel was established to be a state. It's a miracle, the nation voted that Am Yisrael should have a state. This is 1948. In 1967, also in the same month, we got Bek Yerushalayim, Rachel Imenu, Ram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef HaTzadik, the whole West Bank. Also the same month, Iyar. Iyar has a tremendous power. So Iyar in 70 has a tremendous power. It's no wonder in Iyar, last Friday night, America attacked Syria. It's a sign from Hashem that Hashem wants to destroy the elements that don't let us build the Beit HaMikdash. It's a major year. You have to hold the string. Maybe Hashem will be mentioning us with the Beit HaMikdash.
Amen.
This week's parasha is Parashat Tazria Metzora. It's a major, major, really parasha. It's also always on Iyar. So come to Gemara and tell us that Tazria Metzora, the two parashiyot usually together, the subject is Tzaraat. Here somebody finds on his body a white spot. The same thing applies, not white, but applies clothing or the house, the person can have it. It's a very bad sign for a person. But the halacha is that that person is considered tameh in one spot. And he has to be out of his house and out of his city. He cannot be in the city until the white spot disappears, and then the kohen would have to come. The kohen, after the kohen checks him first, he said, this is Tzaraat. I said, it's a white spot. Then he's going to be have to be away until the white spot disappears, and then the kohen is to come. Even though he doesn't have it, he's to tell him, Ata tahor, you tahor, otherwise he's going to be to me forever. And sometimes the white spot stays for the whole life. And he can never come home. Never come home. The halacha is to walk on the street and scream, I'm not pure, I'm Tameh, stay away from me. If you touch me, become Tameh. And the Gemara says it's so bad that he's worse than somebody touched that person. He's to be expelled completely. And the Gemara says he's considered like a dead man. Dead man, he can be around people. Really, you know, in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzarat, Miriam had a tzarat. It's a major thing. So come to Gemara and tells us, tzarat you get for seven things. People like to say, this is for Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. But the Gemara says it's not just for Lashon Hara. Gemara says for pride. Somebody, it's too much pride, he can get it. All of a sudden he gets the white spot finished. And Gezer, said the Gemara. Somebody steals intentionally, unintentionally. We're not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. A penny. Gemara says somebody took a penny. Somebody used somebody else's property without permission. He gets a lot for this. Somebody swore for a lie, the Gemara says. Somebody, the Gemara says, is stingy. Tzarain. Doesn't like other people to have any pleasure from his stuff. Somebody kills somebody, Gemara says. There are seven things the Gemara says. He gets tzarat. And that tzarat, the Gemara tells us, is mainly the Gemara says, mainly it's Lashon Hara. We come to Gemara and tell us stories from the Tanakh. This is one of the stories the Gemara says was the king Uzziyahu. Was a very good king. Tzaddik. And one day he comes to Beit HaMikdash as a king, a descendant of David HaMelech, and he walks inside and said, I'm the Kohen HaGadol also. So the Kohanim approached him and said, you're not the Kohen HaGadol. What do you mean the Kohen HaGadol? You from Yehuda, you cannot be a Kohen. And they tried to prevent him coming inside Beit HaMikdash, the place that a regular Jew is not allowed to come, only the Kohanim allowed to go in. And he resisted, was marching in as a king, and all of a sudden the Kohanim started to scream, he has a big white spot on his forehead. Get him out of the Beit HaMikdash, his tummy. And they expelled him out of Beit HaMikdash, and for the rest of his life, he was not a king. His son became a king, Yotam ben Uzziyahu, and he was outside, and he was not even buried next to all the other kings. He had tzarat, he had this white spot on his forehead for the rest of his life. And of course, the question is, a guy that is normal, is a king, and he was a tzaddik, he did not do avodah zarah, not like the other descriptions and information that we have about other kings in that time of the kings. He goes to Beit HaMikdash, he says, I want to be a king. What do you mean? What does that mean? I'm not a king. What do you mean you want to be? No, I'm a king. No, you are a king. No, I want to be a Kohen Gadol too. How can you be a Kohen Gadol? You're not a Kohen Gadol. What happened to the person? Not only that, the Gemara says, if a person does teshuva, then the thing disappears, and the Kohen comes, and he tells him, you're pure, and that's all the end of it. And that guy stayed outside. Yerushalayim, not outside Beit HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim. He had to build him a little shed. And he stayed in the shed. No palace, no nothing. And died like this. How can be such a thing? You know, everybody knows that if you do teshuva, it disappears. There's no such thing stays on you. If you don't do teshuva, yeah. Come to Gemara and tell us another story. This is a time that David HaMelech was chased by his son, Avshalom. I wanted to kill him. Maybe you should know this name Avshalom is a very bad name. That's what said nobody should ever name his child Avshalom. Very bad name, very bad. Maybe his name is Avshalom, has a bad luck in his life. So Avshalom tried to kill David HaMelech. And at the time, wouldn't say most, but a lot of Am Israel backed up Avshalom against David HaMelech. And then Avshalom was killed. And David came back to Yerushalayim. David came back to Yerushalayim. So there was a guy, his name was Mephibosheth, he was Shaul's son. The first king before David was Shaul. So, then after Shaul was killed, David became the king of Israel. But he gave a lot of respect to Shaul's children. And now David is back in Yerushalayim, in the palace. All of a sudden this guy came. So came his slave. His name was Tziva. Tziva came in front of David and told David, This guy, my master, his name was Mephibosheth. He's a major guy, tzaddik, from Chacham. He did not join you. He was against you. He was in the opposition. And this guy came to David, and David asked him, "Who are you?" So the guy said, "Well, you see, I was there, and I didn't feel well." This, and then David said, "You said you didn't feel well. I think that you joined my son against me." Anyway, it was a piece of land, a big field, that this guy, Saul's son, came and said, "You'd like to have the field." This, David said, "You want to know something? You and your slave should split the field. Since that I do believe your slave, his name was Tiba, and he said that you did not join me, you joined my son against me. So you said no, but he said yes, and I do accept what he says. I worry about what he says. So therefore you and your slave should split the field. So half of the field should be given to your slave, and half should stay by you." Says the Gemara, at that time Hashem in Shemaim said, "You did say that field should be split between Shaul's son and his slave. Since you accepted the Lashon Hara, your kingdom is going to be split." Says the Gemara, David's grandson, Shlomo's son, his name was Rechavam. By the way, you should know it's a very bad name too. You never name your son Rechavam. That's why Rechavam Gadi was shot and killed. Not because the Arab came into the hotel and shot him. His father gave him Rechavam, already killed him. And the Brit Milah, you give the wrong name, so the child already is finished. That guy Rechavam was a bad person. And Shlomo's son, David's grandson. After Shlomo died, the Navi tells us a story. The Am Yisrael came to him and asked him, "Please reduce the taxes." The Gemara says, the Navi says that Shlomo put a lot of taxes. And taxes that was not the want necessary. The Am Yisrael was very rich. The Gemara said, Am Yisrael used to walk on the street with the war pieces of gold on the street. And people didn't pick it up. Everybody was so rich. Still, Shlomo put taxes on people. And the people, the Navi says, that came to Rechavam after Shlomo died and asked him to reduce the taxes. So Rechavam said, "Let me discuss it with my advisors." The Navi says he went and he asked the older people, the smart people, and they told him, "Yeah, reduce the taxes. It's not necessary to have so much taxes anyway. And your father put too much taxes." Then the Navi says that Rechavam went and discussed it with his friends, young people, white trash. I asked them, "What do you say?" So they said, no, put more taxes. You have to be a Democrat. More taxes. Put more taxes on the people." Now he says, he went outside, and himself came for an answer. He said, "Let me tell you something. My father punished you with a whip. I am going to punish you with thorn. I'm going to hit you with thorn. At that moment, the Navi says, Am Israel, when they heard the statement, face the nation from Rechavam, they scream, forget about David, forget about his kingdom, and 10 tribes out of 12 departed, split from Am Israel, and the two kingdoms, one is called Yehuda, and Binyamin, only two tribes, and the rest 10 against them. Wars, casualties, murderers. You read Sefer Melachim, disaster. I said, What happened? He says, this guy, Rechavam, when he came out with a statement, Amisa did not like it. It was a split. He says, no, you don't understand. It's not that. He says, that was a result of David's statement that he accepted Lashon Hara. That David told Mephibosheth, Shaul's son, listen, I did accept the statement of your slave that you were not on my side with the war with my son. Therefore, you and your slave should split the field. Hashem said, you said they should split. The kingdom is going to be split. Later on, And of course, by the grandson, Hashem did not tell him by the grandson, but Hashem said, it's going to be later, it's going to be split. The question is, what does this do with anything? Because I accepted the Lashon Hara, so therefore, the punishment is, the kingdom is going to split, it's going to be 10 tribes on one side, 2 tribes on the other side. Why? What is the connection between it? And so what if David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara? So what's Lashon Hara? Gemara, he said, Lashon Hara. What is the secret of the Lashon Hara? What is the problem? Says the Gemara, you know what the problem is? David HaMelech in Tehillim, it says, Meloshni baset tereh oto achrit, kvar karto David, says the Gemara, says, Hashem wants to kill the person that says, speak Lashon Hara. As David HaMelech promises in Tehillim, he says, Lashon Hara, you die. It's not you're going to have a heart attack on the spot. But you should know, you have a heart attack 100 years later, this might be the cause of the heart attack that you had 100 years later, or any bad sickness that you got years later, is because Lashon Hara, you said. So who said it? In Tehillim, David HaMelech. Meloshni baset tereh oto achrit. Speak Lashon Hara. What did they do? Gemara says, listen, it's equal to Shalosh Avarot Chamerot, murdering, adultery, killing. And so Lashon Hara is like this. What? So what? He says something, big deal. So what if he says something? Comes the Gemara and tells us like this. You know, in court, there's a chart, says the Gemara. What is the price for every limb of a person? If Chas v'Shalom, by mistake, on purpose, somebody hit his friend, and by mistake, he chopped his finger, he cut his hand, it doesn't matter, by mistake, not by mistake, you know, an accident, it doesn't matter, a car accident. A guy did not sit for letter there, you know. People take it for granted, you know, accident, casualty, somebody died in an accident. It's interesting to see, to make a survey, if all those people that really had bad accidents, if they really said Tfilat HaDerech, the prayer before you leave the house, the Rambam said before you leave your house, you have to put your hand on the mezuzah, you have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way I'm leaving the house, please get me back safe to the house. The Torah says, the Gemara tells us that Yaakov said he's not sending Binyamin to Egypt. Gemara says, Yaakov told the brothers, look, Yosef disappeared on the highway, now Shimon disappeared, Rachel died on the highway. So the Gemara says, what, you can go on the highway, you have ways, what's the problem? Says the Gemara, the minute you leave your house, you're in danger. Asatan lekatreg mishatzakana. Haramim said, the Mishnah said, you have to pray hard, before you leave. Before you leave the town, the Mishnah said, you have to say, Yiratzon, Shitotini Mir Lashalom. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to get safely out of this city. And help me to get safely to the next city. And help me to get safe when I leave the other city and get me safe back to my city. Besides this, if this is for a little journey, or this is from Engelhut to Tinek, you have to say that. But if you go from Tinek and you're going to cross a bridge, you have to say Tfilat HaDerech. I say Tfilat HaDerech, not while you're driving and the telephone is on one hand, and the other hand you listen to the weather and to the traffic, and you say, Ratzon b'panecha l'shomea tefillah. This is a joke. You have to stop the car before you go on the highway, get out of the car, and say Tfilat HaDerech standing up, and say to Hashem, please help me, I should come back safe. Interesting to make a survey, all these people, and accidents, and Chas Shalom, back, this, they call Dr. Baruch, hey, listen, I need this, there was an accident, you said Tfilat HaDerech. When you say Tfilat HaDerech, you're supposed to say Tfilat HaDerech. You're speaking to Hashem. You say Havana. You say you dress properly, and you have the Kavana, otherwise they make a joke out of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And within they have a list of all those accidents, the Gemara says. How much is Chas Shalom, somebody in accident, or on purpose, Chas Shalom, he hurt his friend, he made his friend blind, how much to pay? How much to pay if he cut his foot, cut his hand, and he hurt his back? So the Gemara has a list, and he has to pay for the doctor, he has to pay because he cannot go back to work, he has to pay for the suffering. So for every limb, is a price. Says the Gemara, what happened if somebody shouts in somebody's ear and the guy became deaf? Gemara says that thing he has to pay like he killed him. Nicht Alacha in der Rambam. Alacha. Das ist Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. You hit somebody on his ear and became deaf. Or he shouted and became deaf. Mishalem lo dmei kulo. The guy is like you killed the guy. You killed the guy. When I killed the guy, it's perfect. He goes back to the job, so he won't be able to listen to Lashon Hara, maybe the music. No big deal. So he has a job. He goes and finds. So he doesn't hear it. So what? He has a sign on his car. Don't beep because he doesn't hear it. So what? Perfectly. He drives, goes on vacation, everything. He says no. Meshalem lo dmei kulo. This guy is considered dead. You blinded a person, he's not dead. You pay a certain amount. What do you mean? The guy is blind, he can't do it. He doesn't know how to walk. No, it's the price on the child. How much you pay for eyes? How much you pay for hands, feet, anything? He cut the guy's 2 feet and 2 hands, it's the price. He's still alive. In the wheelchair, okay, so, he's alive. It's the price. But an ear, dead. Not dead. Why is dead? He's not dead at all. How can you compare this guy to the guy that somebody made him blind or cut his 2 feet? How can you compare it? What's really behind it? So the Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara tells us the second Beit HaMikdash, likewise the first Beit HaMikdash, the destruction war, because people did not listen to Chachamim. First Beit HaMikdash, Yirmiyahu HaNavi told Tzidkiyahu, that was the last king, he said, listen, there's a siege on Yerushalayim, Yimach Shimon Nebuzar, Adan was sent by Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar. This is a siege on Yerushalayim. You go now on the wall, I said, take a white handkerchief and wave it. That you're ready to surround. Then he's going to walk away, he's going to go back to Iraq. Tzidkiyahu said, I'm not going to surround. Why is he surround? This is the city of God. This is Beit HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu said, he will take over the city and he'll burn Beit HaMikdash. And you're going to be responsible for millions, hundreds of millions of Jews that were going to be killed. Needless. Second Beit HaMikdash, the same thing. This is the Gemara Jewish Mafia. They're going to fight the Romans. Came Rabbi Chaim Zakeh, was head of the community. He said, listen, let's go outside and make peace with them. The Romans, they should go back to Rome. He says, no, we're going to fight till last blood. Why fight with our blood? You make a peace with them, you go home. It's not, you don't give Israel back to anybody. Just don't rebel against them. No. The Gemara tells us that since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the uncle of the head of a mafia, Jewish mafia, he told him, he said, at least me, maybe, you know, as an uncle, I want to leave the country. I said, you can't leave the country because they're going to kill you. Because the mafia control the borders. He said, you know what, I tell you an advice. Since you're my uncle, I'll give you an advice. Go spread rumors on Facebook that you're sick. And after 3 days, we're going to spread the rumors that you died. And you lie down in the coffin and put a dead cat. She'd smell like a dead person. And the Romans, even though they were so cruel and bad in Yimach Shemam, they let dead people's funerals, to bury them outside Yerushalayim. I don't know why. They had this respect, I don't know. So they came to the border, and the Gemara says the mafia opened the gate after arguing with them. And Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai came out of the coffin. He went to the tent of the head of the army that was stationed right next to Jerusalem to capture Jerusalem. At the end, they captured Jerusalem. So he walks over to the tent, and he tells the guy, "Hello, Your Honor, the Caesar of Rome." The guy said, "What Caesar? I'm not the Caesar." He said, "You are the Caesar." I said, "You're not the Caesar." All of a sudden, somebody walks inside the tent, a messenger from Rome. The Caesar died, and they appointed this guy to be the Caesar of Rome. The guy was so impressed with Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai. He said, "Whoa, why did I get Navi?" Anyway, discuss. So Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, the Gemara says, had a blockage in his head. And the Caesar, the new Caesar, I mean, this head of the army, asked him, "Tell me, what should I do for you? You're so smart, I love you." He says, "You know what? Just give me the city of Yavne Chachamim, let all the Chachamim of Yerushalayim come out and escort them to the city of Yavne, escort them. And at least we will be able to continue Judaism." He must say it was the biggest mistake. You should have asked him, "Go back to Rome," and we would have gone back to Rome. Anyway, so the Gemara, forget about it. This was done. It's a gzera from Hashem.
The Gemara says, the guy was sitting over there barefoot, and now after the meeting with Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, he wants to put his shoes on, he wants to go back to Rome, the scissor. See, he cannot fit his shoe inside. He cannot fit his foot inside his shoe. Yes. He can't try his can't put. That's Rabbi Chaim Zakkai. What happened to my foot? He says, I tell you what it is. He says, Shlomo HaMelech told us, Shmuat Tovat Ed Hashem Atzem. Means like this, when you have good news really, and you're very happy, your body expands. Your bones expand. Therefore, when this guy came and told you the new scissor, you got so happy that now your foot grew. You'll never be able to put your foot inside of this. Finished, you need new shoes. He said, what shall I do now? He said, I have to go back to the room. I shall go now. He said, I tell you what. He said, do you have anybody that you don't like so much? He said, oh, plenty of people. I said, you don't like somebody? Bring that person here inside the tent right now. He said, you brought the guy inside. And after the guy came, Rabbi Chaim Zakkai told this guy, put your foot inside the shoe. Yeah, miracle, inside the shoe. He said, what is this? He said, I tell you. When you have good news, you expand. When you have bad news, you shrink. Says the Gemara, look, the ear is a tremendous power of a person. When you hear good news, the brain expands. And the brain sends messages to the body. Who doesn't expand? Because the ear heard. He heard something. Because the ear hears something, then the ears, they send a message to the brain, and the brain right away sends the blood, and right away expands. If you hear something bad, or you see something bad, it means right now the brain shrinks and gives a message to the body to shrink. Therefore, Rabbi Chaim Zakkai explained to this guy. Now you see, when you heard the good news, your feet expanded. You couldn't put them inside of the shoe. When you look at this guy, if you would have heard of something bad, it would be the same thing. Likewise, good news making you expand, bad news make you shrink. I mean, tell us, you should know a secret. You know, in Gan Eden, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, listen, eat from every tree, but don't eat from the tree. At that time, was no Yetzer Hara yet. No Yetzer Hara. Comes the snake, touched Chava, speak to Chava, and tells her, listen, what are you afraid to eat from the tree? And she eats from the tree. And she gives it to Marishon. I says, I don't understand you. Hashem told you the minute you eat from the tree, you die. So what happened to our grandfather? What's wrong with him? Somebody comes and tells you, listen, bleach is poison. Somebody comes and tells you, listen, don't worry about it. You can drink bleach. Don't worry. I'm telling you. What are you telling me? Hashem told Adam Rishon, in the text, in Hashem told Adam Rishon, if you can eat from that tree, you're going to die. So what excuse a person like this has that he is going to eat from the tree? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter. Satan. Where's Satan? Satan. It's poison. How can you take a chance? Something's wrong with your decision. It's impossible. A normal person, if Hashem tells him, this is what I'm talking about, a person, you know, that doesn't know what's going on. The Gemara says, Adam Rishon was like Kadosh Baruch Hu. His height was from earth to the sky, the Gemara says. Then after this, Hashem shrank him. This is Adam Rishon, the Gemara says, when he was lying on the floor, the angels thought this is Hashem, they want to sing for him. So what do you mean, the snake, whatever that mean? But he can't take a chance, you know? It doesn't matter, okay, maybe, somebody tells you that otherwise. But if Hashem tells you something and you're Adam Rishon, and you said, no, look. I sat down, listen, harsh. But the snake told Chava, he told her Lashon Hara about Hashem. He told her, listen, God is afraid of you. If you can eat from the tree, you're going to be God. Because God is God because he ate from the tree. So the first thing that did happen in this world was Lashon Hara. First thing. Lashon Hara means when somebody hears Lashon Hara, it means his brain shrinks. The ear has a tremendous power. Either to make you expand, or Chas Shalom, shrink. The power of Lashon Hara is now that now the person cannot make the right decision. I bought this building. Can you imagine? I lost all my money. It was very good. It was a good one. Well, what's wrong? No, I made the wrong decision. So how did you make a wrong decision? How did you make a wrong decision? What happened to you? I said, because your brain shrank. So today they know. Not today. They knew it already 100 years ago. And they made apparitions. You know, after people died, they cut the head. So the smart people, they saw the brain has a lot of waves. And somebody doesn't have so many waves, means like the brain shrinks, is not so smart. This is when a person really hears something bad, what it does to his brain something. Damages his brain. His brain doesn't function the same way. That's what the Gemara says. The Torah says, look, the snake came to Chava and said Lashon Hara. The minute he said Lashon Hara to Chava, at that moment her brain shrank. Now she's going to make the wrong decision. Now even though Hashem said don't eat from the tree, but you know, what do you mean? What kind of doubt you have? It says, the brain doesn't work. Here the Gemara compares a deaf person. Even though the Gemara compares the person, the one also doesn't talk, but it means has something that you are compared to not the smartest person in the world. If you don't even talk, the Gemara says you're exactly like an idiot, like stupid. The Gemara says, but even the one that can speak but he cannot hear has something inside. It says, what is that thing that you cannot hear? Says, if you don't hear, you cannot have the thing inside your body. The Gemara says, the ear has a straight connection to the bones of the person. And now, that's what happened to you. You said, Lashon Hara. That's what happened to you. It says, now, you don't function anymore. But it means, you shrink. It means, your brain so-called semi-dead. It's really, it's called Alzheimer's disease. You should know the secret Alzheimer's disease. It was never like this, like in our time. This is because the gossip, the Lashon Hara, is so big today that has an effect on people, that eventually, young people, they have all kinds of sicknesses in the brain they never had. Garrick and this, never had those sicknesses in the world. All of a sudden, new sicknesses. So those sicknesses, they come from the brain. This is MS, a lot of sickness has to do with the brain, not with the body. And this is the brain is responsible. This is why? Because Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says on seven things. It says pride. Pride does it. Stealing, intentionally, unintentionally, being stingy, not having emunah in Hashem 100%. All those seven things really happen in Gan Eden with the act of Adam and Chava. Zibach had asked Adam Rishon, you regret you ate. He said, I'm going to eat again. Pride, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Hashem told Adam Rishon, you do teshuva. He said, I'm not going to do teshuva. This is from the pride that the person had also, his brain shrinks and causes bad sicknesses. There's a guy in Eretz Israel that has a bad sickness, leukemia in his blood. They were looking for bone marrow donor, they couldn't find nobody. Went to Abraham Kanievsky before Pesach, and Abraham told him, you know, this sickness, the bad sickness, is the result of pride. Go back by yourself, a book called Toma Devorah, walk on your humbleness, be down to earth, dark, and accept on yourself, you be very, very humble, and then maybe you have a fresh river. The guy went outside and went and bought the book. I don't know if the same day or the next day he found a donor. I don't know the situation exactly today. Chachamim said, look, this is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is when you said Lashon Hara to somebody. That's the power. It's not if you said Lashon Hara to yourself, it's nothing. You're hurting yourself. But when you say some Lashon Hara to somebody, when you killed him. Because now his brain shrank. Now he's going to make the wrong decision. The Gemara says, so the brain doesn't function, right? That's the price. That's the Gemara says, Chersho, you made somebody deaf, You killed him. So why I killed him? He's functioning. You don't understand. Maybe he functional, but you killed cells in his brain. His brain shrank. That's the problem. And here comes the Gemara. Bring your proofs now. That's what happened in Gan Eden. They ate from the tree. Said, how did you make the decision? As you made the wrong decision. But you weren't afraid of Hashem. My head didn't work. That's what happened. She heard Lashon Hara from the snake. I said, her brain shrank. Her brain shrank, she ate from the tree. He said, hey, Lashon Hara, had pride. He said, Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, didn't believe in Hashem. I said, the whole episode in Gan Eden is just a result of Lashon Hara. It was the first bad act of this world. Come to Gemara, says, I want to explain to you. The Gemara says, look, what is David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara. Tziva, Shem Hashem Yirkav, the slave, Mephibosheth came and told David HaMelech Lashon Hara, he said, my master join your son against you. So Hashem said, look, I'm going to tell you something, David, look. It's going to happen in your family soon. Am Yisrael will split. You know why they would split? Because this guy is going to make the wrong decision. This is your grandson, Rehavam. Am Yisrael will come and ask him, reduce the taxes. And say, okay, let me discuss it. He went and asked advice from the old people. I told him, reduce the taxes immediately. You don't need so much. Why need so much gold and silver and money? And then he went to the young children, the Gemara said, the Navi says, and he asked them, he says, no, put more taxes. So he chose the advice of the young ones, rather to choose the advice from the older ones, the smart ones. And then he came outside, and he told the nation, well, I made a decision. What's going to happen now? You're going to have more taxes. And then Am Israel ran away, rebelled. He said, we don't need David, we don't need nothing. Am Israel split. He said, why? Because he made the wrong decision. Why did he make the wrong decision? Because David, I mean, accept Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, what it makes it, that you make the wrong decision in your head. Because that Lashon Hara makes that your brain shrinks. David HaMelech, except Lashon Hara, Hashem said, look, your grandson, eventually, is going to make the wrong decision. Should have heard what all the people told him. Reduce the taxes. Instead, you choose to say what the younger kids told you to say. What kind of mistake you did? That's because of that. And the Gemara says, Tzidkiyahu did not listen. And says, why didn't you listen to Yirmiyahu Navi? He says, pride. He says, those mafia people. Why didn't you listen to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Pride. That caused tzaraat. This is the white spot. The white spot, the Gemara says, considered dead. The Gemara says, why? Because you killed somebody with the Lashon Hara. Or you killed yourself with the pride that you had. It's midah keneged midah. This is what you do. Hashem said, it's going to happen to you. You're going to get killed. Hashem is going to kill you. He said, Lashon Hara. He said, what Lashon Hara? He said, you consider dead, says the Gemara. Metzorah chashuv kemet. He said, why? What do you mean? Because the Gemara says, because you killed somebody by saying Lashon Hara. Or you did certain things that can cause you to die. He says, something, you're killing your own brain. And you make the wrong decisions because you have too much pride, or because you stole, or because you're stingy, or because you swore for a lie, or because you Hashem, you kill somebody. It says all these things, this is damaging the brain of the person. And this is Sarah, it's a warning. It's a warning to Teshuvah. And let's think about this guy was Yahu HaMelech, was a tzaddik. And one day, he said he wants to be Kohen Gadol. He walks to Bet HaMikdash, he walks in. And the Kohanim stopped him, and all of a sudden they screamed, he has a big white spot on his forehead. Get him out! And so the Gemara says, what is this? No, Lashon Hara, the pride. Pride, he wants to be Kohen Gadol as well as a king. And until he died, he never did Teshuvah Shelema, he had Tzaraat for the rest of his life. And I says, what happened? You don't, the Gemara says, you do Teshuvah, disappears right away. He needs a coin to tell you it's all finished. I says, no. If you have pride, Chas Shalom, and says, from pride you die. He says, somebody had something. He says, what is this? He says, your brain shrank. It's the damage of the brain. It's a bad sickness. Tzaraat is a result that the person has in the system, something that he has to work on himself. So, of course, the Gemara says, the first thing is Tzaraat. is because of Shonara. But then you have other things that can cause that. That Hashem gave us a present. And these two parashiyot is a kapara on the Shonara. It's a kapara on the crime. As long as the person accepted himself. And this is a condition. A condition to survive in Olam Haba. Gemara says Hashem cannot be next to those people that commit those kind of sins. They cannot be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is parashiyot and the haftarah that we're going to use as a Shabbat Shabbat is so called as a correction to correct our event of Moshech Barba Ben Amit.